Today we're building a hot pants swing stretch lab in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle and old school DNB energy, and we're doing it with an automation first mindset. The big idea here is simple. We're not just trying to make a break swing more, we're trying to make the groove feel alive, like it's breathing, leaning, and mutating as the track moves forward. That's the kind of motion that gives classic DNB and jungle records their magic. It's tight, but it's never dead. It hits hard, but it still feels human. This technique is perfect for your main drum loop, your 8-bar and 16-bar tension sections, drop variations, breakdowns, and transitions. Basically, anytime you want the beat to feel like it's being stretched by hand instead of stamped onto a grid, this is the move. Let's start with a clean drum setup. Open a new Live 12 set and build a drum group with kick, snare, hats or shaker, a break layer, and maybe a ride or rim shot if you want extra motion. Set your project around 174 BPM for solid DNB target, or test 170 to 172 if you want a slightly older jungle pulse. At this stage, keep the groove structure clear. The kick and snare are your spine. The break is your swing and character. The hats are your forward motion. Ghost notes and fills are your tension. If you know the role of each element early, the whole workflow gets easier. Now choose your break source. When I say hot pants style here, I'm talking about a break or groove source with that funky, syncopated, shippy feel that sits well under old school jungle edits. It could be a funk break, an amen style chop, or even your own resampled drum performance. Drag that break onto an audio track and turn warp on. For jungle style control, beats mode is usually a great starting point because it preserves the transient punch. Try a 1/16 or 1/8 behavior depending on the material, and keep preserve high enough to keep the hits crisp. If the break feels too stiff, don't overquantize it into submission. Leave some looseness in the source and shape the movement with automation later. That gives you a much more organic result. Now let's build the drum bus. Route the drums into a group, and drop an audio effect rack on the group, so you can control the groove from a few macros instead of chasing individual devices all over the place. Inside the rack, keep it simple and useful. A good starting chain is drum bus for glue and drive, saturator for grit, EQ8 for cleanup, and maybe the glue compressor if the transients are getting too spiky. You do not need to overprocess this. The point is to create a single surface for groove tension. Try something like this. Drum bus drive around 5-15%, saturator drive around 2-6 dB, EQ8 high passing the break layer somewhere around 120-180 Hz so it stays out of the bass zone, and a glue compressor only doing about 1-2 dB of gain reduction if needed. Then map your important controls to macros. One macro for drum bus drive, one for saturator drive, one for EQ presence or brightness, and one for a short reverb or echo send if you want transition lift. Now we get into the real groove work. Live gives you a few ways to create swing stretch, and the best jungle results usually come from layering them. Don't rely on one tool. First, open the groove pool and try a swing that feels close to old school shuffle. If you have an MPC-style groove in the 57-62% range, start there, but keep it subtle. Apply groove lightly to the break clip. You want the groove to nudge the feel, not flatten the timing into something generic. Then use clip level shaping for micro movement. You can use track delay on specific sections, adjust warp markers if a fill needs more pull, and use clip gain to make ghost notes pop without simply making the whole break louder. A really useful trick is to duplicate the break clip and make two versions. One version is tighter and straighter. The other is looser. A little later, maybe with more open hats or ghost notes. Alternate those every 4 bars. That's classic DNB thinking right there. One bar of variation can make a loop feel like a full arrangement. Here's the key concept of the lesson. Automate the groove before you automate the effects. That means you want the groove to change in a way you feel before the listener even notices the processing. On the drum bus or break channel, automate drum bus drive to rise during tension sections and back off on the drop. Automate saturator drive by a few dB in fills or later in the phrase. Use auto filter on the break layer to open and close energy. Bring in a little echo dry slash wet only where it helps the transition. Even utility width can be useful if you want the top percussion to spread a little wider before an impact. A good automation plan might look like this. Bars 1 to 4 stay tighter and drier. Bars 5 to 8 get a little more saturation and top-end motion. Bars 9 to 12 pull things back, thin the break out, and reintroduce it with more stretch. Bars 13 to 16 go full energy again with a fill or reverse tail into the next section. This is why automation first works so well in DNB. People feel groove changes more strongly than they consciously hear them. Small moves create big emotional shifts. Now let's bring in the bass. A good jungle or DNB groove never happens in isolation. The drums need space for the bass to answer. Whether you're using a sub or a res, set up a call and response feel. Let the drums leave a small pocket before the bass hits. Let the bass answer between the snare and the ghost note movement. Keep the low end mono and stable. If you're using a res, keep the low end centered and let the movement live in the mids and highs. Don't let the low mids get so wide that they smear the drum swing. If needed, use operator or wavitable for the bass source, then shape it with saturator or roar, and clean it up with EQ8 and utility. A simple musical move that works every time is this. If the drums are doing a skippy hot pan style roll in the first four bars, hold the bass back on bar 1, answer on bar 2, then open it up on bar 4 with a slightly longer note. That push-pull is pure DNB. Now let's turn this loop into a real arrangement. Think in 4-bar blocks. Bars 1 to 4 introduce the groove with restrained swing stretch. Bars 5 to 8 lift the energy a bit with more saturation and more top-end motion. Bars 9 to 12 strip things down or filter them back. Bars 13 to 16 hit with the strongest automation pass and a proper variation. Add classic drum arrangement moves like a 1-bar snare fill before a repeat, a reverse cymbal or noise swell, a half-bar break cut, or a quick double time hat burst into the next phrase. And for DJ friendliness, keep the intro and outro readable. Let the intro be drums only or filtered, and let the outro get cleaner and less dense so it can mix out smoothly. Once the automation feels good, commit to the best moments. Resample or consolidate the strongest 4-bar loop. Print the automation. Slice it up into new versions for fills, breakdowns, or drop switches. In DNB, committing the best movement is often what helps you finish the tune instead of endlessly tweaking the same loop. And here's a coaching point worth remembering. Treat the break like performance material, not just a loop. If it starts feeling static, try re-recording small sections with a different energy instead of stacking more devices on top. Old-school DNB often gets its charm from micro-edits too, like nudging a snare, trimming a hat tail, or letting one ghost note land just a hair earlier than the others. If the section feels rushed, don't automatically drag the whole break back. Sometimes tightening only the top percussion, while leaving the snare pocket relaxed, gives you a better lean. And always check the kick and snare attack after processing. If the groove gets too soft from saturation, add transient contrast with a parallel layer instead of just turning the bus up louder. A great test is to mute the bass line and listen to the drums alone. If the swing still tells a story, then your groove is working. For a darker or heavier flavor, you can add a controlled mess layer. Duplicate the break, distort it a bit more, compress it harder, roll off some highs, and tuck it under the clean version. Use a short room reverb only on selected hits if you want motion without wash. Try subtle pitch movement on toms or chopped break fragments if you want that more taped, period correct feel. If you want to get more advanced, split the swing into two layers. Keep the main break fairly stable, and push extra swing or delay only on the top hats and ghost percussion. Or save two groove pull presets, one tighter and one looser, and switch them every 8 bars so the section feels like it's breathing. Here's your quick practice challenge. Make a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM with a break or chopped funk loop, a subtle groove pull swing, an audio effect rack using drum bus, saturator, and EQ8, and automation on drive, saturation, and filter cutoff across the 4 bars. Keep bars 1 and 2 restrained and dry. Make bars 3 and 4 more driven and brighter with a short filter lift. Add a simple sub or res that leaves room for the snare. Then duplicate the loop and make one version with more stretch and one with less. Pick the version that feels most like a real DNB drop. The main takeaway is this. Use the break itself as your swing and stretch instrument. Build around automation. Keep the kick and snare spine solid. Let the break carry the human movement and think in phrases, not just loops. In jungle and old school DNB, the magic is usually in the small rhythmic changes that make the whole thing feel alive.